The search for a preventive vaccine against HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, has been going on unsuccessfully since the earliest days of the epidemic, that is, after the virus was discovered. In the intervening years, prevention included non-penetrative sexual activities and those that used a barrier of some sort, such as the male and female condoms. However, now there's a new approach called PrEP that uses a once-daily pill to prevent HIV infection. Next, an interview with two women from the AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power, or ACT UP for short. ACT UP has used direct action and civil disobedience through the years to push for revolutionizing and accelerating the drug approval process, and also in recent years on issues like access to this new prevention method.
Okay.
And a note of just disclosure, I'm a member of ACT UP New York as well.
And PrEP means?
PrEP means pre-exposure prophylaxis. So it's a preventative that you take in advance.
Mm.
ACT UP New York has been instrumental in the rollout of pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, in New York City and New York State. PrEP is a pharmaceutical intervention involving a two-drug combination, which when taken daily is highly effective in lowering risk of HIV infection. But until now, the conversation has not included women's voices. Tonight, we're going to talk about an event called a PrEP Rally for Women, the first community-wide discussion for and by women about PrEP and PEP to prevent HIV. PEP is post-exposure prophylaxis, which is a three-drug combination that, when taken within 72 hours of unprotected sex with a partner who is HIV positive or suspected to be positive, can prevent HIV infection. As Annette Gaudino, one of tonight's guests, said to me, if this drug combination were present in the late 1980s, activists would have been in the streets shouting in favor of access to it. Its relevance to women is that it allows women who take this once-daily pill to have complete control over their safety in regard to possible HIV infection, much the same way that the birth control pill did for pregnancy control since the 1960s. Annette Gaudino and Terry Wilder are both members of ACT UP New York's Women's Caucus, and we'll be talking about this important issue and upcoming event. Welcome to OutFM.
Thank you very much.
So, Terry, maybe you can begin with what brought together this diverse group of sponsors. It's groups ranging from ACT UP New York to Harlem United to Planned Parenthood, Mount Sinai?
Mm-hmm. So a couple of months ago, the Gay Men's Health Crisis had a PrEP rally, and it was focusing on serodifferent couples. So where one person in the couple is living with HIV and the other person is HIV negative. And so really kind of talking about how PrEP might be an option for folks who are in serodifferent relationships. After that PrEP rally, I actually walked up to one of the organizers, Dr. Dimitri Daskalakis, and said, you know, we really need to have a PrEP rally for women because women are actually not a focus of any of the media that you see about PrEP. And he said, great idea, but you're going to have to help me with that. So you know what happens when you open your big mouth, then you have to help put something together. So the way that this all came about is because I just walked up to Dr. Daskalakis after a PrEP rally. And so Gay Men's Health Crisis was already putting on these PrEP rallies to educate the community, as well as Mount Sinai Hospital. They were doing it together. So because of my affiliation with ACT UP and our advocacy and activism around PrEP, I asked, would it be possible for ACT UP New York to also co-sponsor this? And they said, yes, great idea. So then the more and more we thought about it, we were like, we should have other people involved in helping spreading the word. And maybe we should reach out to folks who aren't kind of HIV-centered kind of in their work. Maybe we should reach out to other groups. So one of the reasons why we reached out to Planned Parenthood is because they historically serve women in reproductive health care, and we thought that would be a good group to partner with. The New York City Health Department is going to be a co-sponsor as well. as well as kind of Harlem United, TAG, the Body website, and AVAC. But we also wanted to reach out to groups that maybe historically what wouldn't be looked at as somebody that we would partner with because maybe their main service that they provide isn't related to HIV. Because we wanted to really try to reach out to as many women as possible so that they would come to this event, and we thought that that might be a way to do it.
So, Annette Gaudino, can you tell, give us a little bit of a preview? What's going to happen at this prep rally? Are you going to have pom-poms?
Well, I'm personally not planning on bringing any pom-poms, but I can't speak for any of our audience members. So the prep rallies, the way they've been structured and what the concept behind them is to have a conversation. What we invite in terms of panelists, we have medical professionals, but more importantly, we have women who are on PrEP. We have a woman who is currently using PrEP to protect herself from HIV. We have a woman who was previously on PrEP and used it in order to get pregnant. And then we have a second woman who's using PrEP who actually is going to be in the hall with us. As you probably know, there's a lot of stigma around HIV, and there's actually been a lot of, unfortunately, a lot of controversy around PrEP. People in the gay community probably heard about some of this. Two of our participants, our panelists, are actually going to be calling in and sharing their experiences. And what we're hoping will happen and what has happened in the past is in sharing their experiences and their own decision-making process, how they came to choose PrEP as the tool that they're going to use to protect themselves and their partners, the women who come and hear about their stories will be able to ask questions and kind of go through their own process around whether PrEP is something that will work for them. I personally come from a harm reduction background, working with IV drug users, and I don't see what's controversial about protecting yourself from HIV. So our approach in how we're structuring the event and moderating it and thinking about the conversation that's going to happen is that it's a safe place for people to come ask questions, get them answered, and talk about what is important to them and how to use this one tool, just one tool among many, to protect themselves.
So can we maybe hear some examples about people who have used PrEP, like a little bit more detail about why?
Sure. Probably when people have read or heard something about maybe a woman using PrEP, they probably tend to think of a woman who maybe is in a serodifferent relationship. So maybe she's HIV negative, her partner's HIV positive, maybe they want to have a baby. But I, you know, particularly for your audience who comes and listens to your show, you know, I want people to also think outside of the box. And one example I can give you is from my personal life. One of my girlfriends identifies as a lesbian, and she wants to have a baby. Her best friend in the whole world is a gay man who's living with HIV. They've made the decision that they're going to make this baby together. But that sperm washing, which is an option for people, is cost prohibitive. So what they've decided to do is that my friend is going to take PrEP, and she will kind of the old-fashioned way, if you think a turkey baster is the old-fashioned way. She will kind of inject his sperm into her to try to get pregnant. So, you know, I think that we need to think about kind of all women in all of our diversity, our gender identity, our sexual orientation, that PrEP might be an option for lots of different women in their life experiences. And so we want all women to come. We want women who have different gender identity. We want transgender women to come. We want women who are bisexual, who are lesbian, who are queer. However they identify, we want them to come. Because I think the first part of kind of our mission for this event is just to raise awareness, just so people kind of understand what PrEP is. We'll have a medical provider, like Annette said, who can answer questions. But we also have women there who've actually gone through this. And then we have a couple activists on the panel as well who can kind of talk about it from kind of an activist point and making sure that people have access to it if they really want to use it.
And in terms of side effects?
So, I mean, in terms of side effects, I mean, I think anytime we talk about side effects, it's kind of individualized. So, for example, I know one of the women that's on our panel told me that she's never had a side effect. If I took it, I may have a side effect. Maybe I'd get a headache, or maybe I'd have some stomach issues. So it's kind of hard to talk about side effects. I mean, there's some that, of course, the pharmaceutical companies have to list on their medication profile about possibilities of them. But I think it's really kind of an individual thing that happens.
Well, why don't you give us the particulars in closing, Annette?
Sure. So the event is scheduled for Tuesday, October 14th at 6 p.m., and it's going to be at Roosevelt Hospital, Mount Sinai Roosevelt Hospital, which is at 10th Avenue and 59th Street. The actual street address is 1000 10th Avenue. And it's going to be in Conference Room B, which is on the second floor. It's a big room. We have a lot of room. We want a lot of people to come. We want to fill that room. So we have confirmed Lynette Ford, who's an MSW, works with GMHC, Jasmine, a woman currently on PrEP, Julie Lynn, another woman who's currently on PrEP and will be there in person, Poppy, a woman who was on PrEP when trying to get pregnant, Kimberly J. Smith with Harlem United Community AIDS Center, and Dr. Swaminathan from the Division of Infectious Diseases at Rutgers State University of New Jersey, and she will be our medical provider. And Terry Wilder will be our moderator, and we're really looking forward to having everybody there.
And anything else in closing, Terry?
I would just say that I think that this is a women's issue, and just like, you know, we had to fight for birth control, I would say that this is probably something that we have to fight for to be recognized as something that's valuable to women. And so we really, really hope that women show up, because we really created it for all the women in New York City. And if people want to travel from other parts of the state, we welcome them to come as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that was Terry Wilder and Annette Gaudino from the Women's Caucus of ACT UP New York. For more information, you can go to the ACT UP New York, actupny.com website. That's actupny.com. And you can find a PDF of the flyer there by clicking on the big graphic.